Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Marketing and business building expert Jim Palmer, known internationally as the Newsletter Guru, is a serial entrepreneur, author, speaker, and coach to other entrepreneurs. Jim is the host of Newsletter Guru TV, a weekly web TV show featuring Jim's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice. Check it out today at www.newsletterguru.tv. Please welcome your host of Stick Like Glue Radio, Jim Palmer.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio. I'm your host, Jim Palmer, and I am committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. I have a very special show for you today, one of the most powerful marketing tools you can use as an entrepreneur to get prospects to know, like, and trust you is video. It's actually hard for me to fully describe just how powerful video can be. If you're listening to this podcast, my guess is that you already know that I do a weekly web TV show and have been doing so for 3 years. I think last time I checked, we're up to 120 episodes of what I call my smart marketing and business building advice, and you can check out all these videos at www.newsletterguru.tv. But, you know, you'll often hear me say that success leaves tracks. So one of the smart things you can do as an entrepreneur or small business owner is to follow people that are successful and do what they do. So one question you may want to ask yourself is, why would Jim take the time to record and edit and broadcast a new video every single week of the year? I hope the answer you come up with is, because it works, or because it works like crazy. All right, so one of the things you must do to make your videos effective is to pay close attention to the SEO stuff. Now, I don't know anything about SEO, but I have an awesome guy who is super smart, and he does it for me. His name is Gary George, and his company is Blazin Multimedia. And I recently had the chance to interview Gary over the phone about some SEO strategies for video. And what he had to share was truly amazing. So sit back, or if you're on the treadmill, hold on and listen for the many nuggets that Gary is going to share with you.
My special guest today is Gary George, and Gary's the founder of and CEO of Blazin Multimedia, a creative and marketing solutions company providing web development, online marketing, SEO, pay-per-click, local search, video, and social media marketing. Since launching the agency in 1998, Gary has been integral in acquiring and serving its highest profile clients, including Verizon, Vonage, Virgin Records, United Nations, Panasonic, Rockefeller Records, which is Jay-Z, Teddy Pendergrass, and many more. And I think many more includes No Hassle Newsletters and the Newsletter Guru, because I am a client of Gary's as well. Gary is an internet technology and marketing expert, just a really brilliant individual, thought leader, consultant to a variety of global business leaders and entertainers, celebrities and athletes. He develops like this technical and marketing solutions that are just beyond. He was explaining something to me before we started, guys. You just can't even believe what he's doing now. But, you know, Gary has successfully applied his business success techniques to a variety of industries, teaching clients how to duplicate their efforts via technology and marketing automation. And so one of the reasons I had Gary on the call, although he could handle many topics that we're going to be talking about over the next few weeks, Gary has done a lot of work with my company, getting me recognized on the internet, and he's quite the video expert. So of all the platforms we're talking about, you know, we've had the Niall Nickel interview with LinkedIn, and now Gary's going to help us figure out what to do. So the videos that you're creating, because videos is an important part of social media marketing, as you know, it's much more than Facebook and Twitter, and video marketing is an important part of, it's really a strategic way to help people get to know, like, and trust you. So we're going to do a little rocking and rolling here and have Gary give us some pointers on how to get your videos recognized on the web. So, Gary, hey, thanks for taking the time to be with us today.
No problem at all. I'm looking forward to go diving right in.
Okay. You know, I'm not going to ask you any directorial type things about videos or even how to make them. I'm going to assume people can jump in front of the camera and record it. What I want to get from you today, Gary, is maybe some tips for how to make your videos kind of get the most traffic and views, you know, once people get them produced and loaded up. So maybe you could start there.
Right. Yep, absolutely. I'll start from the very beginning. One of the first things that you really should do when putting up a video for YouTube is doing the research. That is the first step, and that's the first mistake that a lot of people make when they attack YouTube and say, why am I not receiving any views, I'm not getting any traffic, is because they haven't done the initial research. And when I say research, I'm talking about keyword research. You have to understand how the users are actually searching to find the materials that you have. So you must make sure that, number one, you select the terms that are the most relevant to the product or service that you have that people are searching on the most for. So that is the first step. You have to base everything you do off of optimizing your video for the right keyword. So I'll definitely say that that's the number one thing to do right out of the bat. Number two would be, after you identify the keyword that you want to go after, say you're, you know, a plumber and you want to do something associated with the keyword plumbing, at that point you want to make sure that your video is optimized in every way for that particular term. YouTube is owned by Google, and we all know Google's the beast and search engine master of all algorithms. They know how to really define and select materials that they feel is most relevant for their viewers. So you have to do and play their game to make sure that they think your video is the most relevant one in the batch. It's pretty much an automatic librarian, and you must talk to the librarian and give the librarian every hint that your video is relevant for what it is that a person would be looking for. So after you get that particular keyword that you're going after, let's say it's plumbing, you want to make sure that you put that keyword in your title, you want to put it in your description, you want to put it in your tags. That's the three most important things that I always tell all of our clients, and that is what we do for most of our clients, is making sure that your keyword, number one, must be in the title, your description, and in the tags.
Now, Gary, I think, if I can interrupt real quick, I think most people mm-hmm. that are going to post a video up to YouTube, I think saying the keyword should be in the title, that's pretty apparent. It's what you name the video. And then there's always the description window, so that's apparent. But how for the folks who are non-techie or very new to this, can you just explain real quickly how to do it with the tag? What's the tag?
Yep. The tag is pretty much just a bunch of keywords that tells the computer or YouTube what your video is about. It's a way of organizing it with additional keywords. So basically, your tags are nothing more than a bunch of keywords. So if I was a plumber, I would put in plumber, plumbing, plumbing in New Jersey, plumbing in NJ, NJ plumber, you know, stuff like that, and all variations of my particular whatever it is that I'm trying to rank for. So that's pretty much what tags are, pretty simple.
Okay, so that's pretty simple. So that's kind of how what they are. So is it pretty apparent when they're getting loaded up into YouTube? Is there an actual window that says tags or something?
Yes, it is. When you go to add your video, it'll ask you to insert your title. It'll ask you to insert your description and your tags. So it's right there. It's very evident. YouTube's very intuitive. And when you go to upload your video, it will walk you through all of the steps, and it will show you all of the form fields that you could potentially fill out. Those are your three most important ones that you want to focus on: title, description,
Excellent.
And tag.
Excellent. Yep. Thank you for that. So, Gary, how does YouTube determine which videos kind of appear first, second, and third in their search results?
Well, YouTube, again, is a part of Google. They are Google, pretty much. And so their algorithms are very similar in a sense that when Google took over, they were using YouTube to gather some additional intelligence, and then they infuse some of their original algorithm flavor from Google over to YouTube. So it has some similarities and some differences. One of the main things is, again, they're going to look at the title, the description, and the tags, number one, to determine who should rank first, second, and third. Now, after that, they're going to look at other indicators. They want to make sure that they're serving up the most relevant video and the one that gets the most, that's most interesting, or people find the answer they're looking for when they hit that video. So some of the indicators for that is the number of views that a video gets. The more views that a video gets, it's a larger indicator to YouTube that that video is popular and people are watching it because it's relevant and because people like it. So they're going to put videos that have more views, they're going to have more weight, and they will outrank another video if both of those videos are optimized for the same term. That one will receive the preference. Another thing that it will look at is the number of comments on the video. And if you're not familiar with YouTube, YouTube is pretty much a social network as well. You can add friends and you can add comments to all of the videos that are on YouTube. Now, when YouTube sees that a video is receiving a lot of comments, then it's going to also give that video some preference over other videos that don't have as many comments. It's using the algorithm to say, out of maybe 100 people, maybe only 2 people leave comments. So if this video has 20 comments, then I know that it's had at least 2,000, 4,000 people have seen it and left a comment or whatever. So they're going by how many people comment to see how interactive it is as well, and they're going to use that to help rank it or outrank some of the other videos that are competing for the same term.
I didn't know comments were so important. So you're saying the comments that – I don't know if someone posts a comment, is that automatically a backlink, or is it just the fact that there's comments on the YouTube page? YouTube recognizes that as activity? Is that what you're saying?
Yep, they recognize it as activity and as interactivity. They know that videos that are more popular, that are really good content, receive more comments. And that's what Google's very good at. They're very good at detecting patterns. And their pattern is going to show them that videos that are highly sticky and a lot of people are watching them and they're entertaining and more people want to see them and they go viral, they get a lot of comments. So if your video has, you know, a nice ratio of comments to views, then YouTube is going to assume that your video is a lot more entertaining and relevant for the subject matter, and it's going to continue to rank it and rank it higher for that particular term. So that's another
That's kind of new information for me even. I think that's that's really valuable stuff. Well, let me ask you this. Do you have any techniques or tips on how to get comments? I guess you could ask for them in the video, but, you know, I see a lot of videos, and I check out videos just to learn and see what other people are doing, and they don't necessarily have comments, but are there any strategies you can use to get people to actually watch them and comment?
Yep. One of the things that you can definitely do, and we always do this in most of the videos, is say, is add what's called a video annotation. And in YouTube, there's a little tool that you could use, and you can click the button, and they'll show you how to use it all in YouTube. It's very simple. And you can type words that will be superimposed over the bottom of your video. During the video and after the video, we usually always write, hey, if you like video, please leave a comment and favorite my video. I didn't talk about favorites as well, but if someone adds your video and they favor your video as a favorite, it's also another indicator of its popularity and its authority. YouTube will also rank it higher the more times that people add it to their favorites. So we want to ask people, hey, if you like this video, please comment, please favor my video. You want to add those to your annotations. You also want to add it to your description. And in your description, people can click and they can see what the description is for your video. You want to also put that in your video and say, if you like my video, you know, add a comment for it, favorite my video. So those are ways that you can do that.
Wow, that's pretty cool. What are some of the ways, Gary, that you can get viewers to your site? To me, when I have my newsletter Guru TV website, but I also post videos to YouTube, and my web team puts them out to a lot of video sites. I don't even know where they are, but I guess newsletter Guru TV and YouTube are the two main things. What are some of the ways you can people can get viewers to go watch the videos?
Well, one of the ways that you can increase the number of views of your video, and this is very important for building up popularity and getting people to watch your videos and getting them over to your site. One of the things that people overlook is the fact that when you embed a video on another website, that counts as a view. So you don't you just don't want to have your video on YouTube and that's it. You want to take that video and you want to embed it every other place that you possibly can. That is going to increase the number of views for the video, and it's going to help drive more traffic to your site. People are a little bit more prone when they see a video embedded on a particular website where there's no other content to, type in a URL or go to a site that you may recommend in that video than if you're directly on YouTube, because they can, within a click to another video, watch something else, do something else, and keep going. So it has a little bit more power in terms of driving traffic to your site. We like to strategically embed those videos in a lot of places outside of YouTube. Now, YouTube also uses that as another indicator, and it actually helps your video rank higher. The more you embed the video in other places, the more your video will have authority and power to outrank the videos that are competing for the same term.
Wow. Do you have a recommended time, like a length of time you should have videos, or depend on the subject matter? I mean, are there any statistics as to when people start clicking off or getting bored, or...
All right, we're going to take a quick timeout, a very, very quick timeout, and when we get back, more great nuggets of wisdom on marketing and SEO video strategies from Gary. We'll be right back.
It costs at least five times more to attract new customers than it does to retain and sell more to customers you already have. Some even claim it costs 10 times as much. And for savvy entrepreneurs in today's difficult economy, retention is the new acquisition. Thankfully, Jim Palmer, known internationally as the Newsletter Guru, has developed a proven client retention strategy so powerful, it more than doubled the time his average clients stay with his business, from 6 months to 17 months, producing a huge increase in profits. Jim's amazing program is called Double My Retention, and it can work for your business as well. Jim will show you step by step exactly what he did in his business that causes his clients to stay longer and spend more. You'll even discover Jim's secret strategy that causes some clients who cancel their memberships to actually continue paying him money. Visit www.doublemyretention.com and start boosting your retention and profits now. That's www.doublemyretention.com.
And we're back. And so without any further ado, let's get right back to the powerful interview with Mr. Gary George from Blazin Multimedia.
Do you have a recommended time, like a length of time you should have videos, or depend on the subject matter? I mean, are there any statistics as to when people start clicking off or getting bored or things
like
that?
Yep, there is. Yeah, absolutely. About the minute and a half mark is when people start to click away and get bored. However, it is all about the quality of the content and what the subject matter may be and how long you can retain a person's interest. However, we do advise that we really don't like to go longer than 3 minutes in any video. We want to cut it at 3 minutes. Even if it requires longer than that, what you do is you just make a second video. You just split them up and you make multiple videos. That helps your channel anyway. And I haven't talked about YouTube channels. But that also assists in building up the credibility of your channel. You want more videos in your channel. And let me explain channels real quick, too.
Okay.
When you open up an account on YouTube, you have your own channel, like a television channel, basically. All the videos that you upload into your account on YouTube goes into your YouTube channel. A person can go directly to your video page. There's a URL for every video that you put up on the web, and or they can go to your channel page and they can see all the videos that you've uploaded within your channel page. Channel pages are also very, very important in ranking videos and the success that you will have building authority and power for your other videos that are out there. YouTube sees your channel as the foundation and reputation of all the other videos that are in that channel. Meaning that if I have a channel, say, and my account is 3 years old, and I've been putting up a ton of videos for 3 years, and I have tons of videos with thousands of views, my channel has a lot more authority than yours. I could put up a video, and you could put up a video, and they both could be optimized the exact same way, exact same thing, but if you have a channel that doesn't have authority and mine does, mine's going to automatically outrank yours. So your channels have authority and power as well. And I'm going to give you guys also some tips on how you can enhance and build up your channel reputation as well.
Well, that's pretty cool. Like a custom background. Like I had my design team create this whole custom background, you know, so it gives a much more professional appearance. Is that important, or is that just window dressing?
No, it is. Anything that helps to show that you're an active user, I believe that YouTube watches everything in terms of activity. So if you're customizing your channel, putting a background there and doing some other things, they're definitely watching, and I feel that they're going to give preference because they just know you're more of an active user. It also helps for the users who come to the channel, of course, too, and they see customized backgrounds and look to the channel. They're a little bit more, you know, intrigued to stay there and plug around and play around a little bit on your page.
Okay. Is there any way to monetize YouTube traffic, or is it just really more the know, like, and trust factor you're going after?
Definitely there's a way to monetize, and that's what it's all about for predominantly what we do is about monetization and using YouTube to drive traffic to the website that we can actually make a sale or push the client to the next part of the sales process. One of the ways that we do that is it's mega important that you get the person to your website or whatever page that you can actually collect their email information, get them to take another action, sign up for a newsletter, purchase a product, what have you. You have to get them to that page, and if you don't, you're not really – there's no way to monetize them. You can't monetize them directly on YouTube. So the key in doing that is there's three different ways and three tricks that I'll give you that you can get more people to come to your site. Number one is you want to make sure that you put that your URL of your website directly in the video. And using those annotations like I spoke about earlier, you superimpose that over top of the video. We usually make sure that that is almost stays on the video throughout the playing of the video, or it might go on and off and come back in and out, and make sure that it's at the end of your video. Every end of your video should not just end and turn off. It should end with a screen, a black screen, or some creative, whatever you want to use as a background, and say, hey, if you like my video, go to my site, www.blah-blah-blah, for more information about this or that. Go to my website. You want to entice them to go there. And that's the key to really getting more people to come over to your site. That's one of the big methods that we use that a lot of people don't do. They don't really leave their information at the end of the video. They'll just cut it off. So you definitely want to do that. The second thing is put your URL directly in the description. The description tag, if you go on YouTube now, you'll notice that you can't see the full description, and you have to click a drop-down menu to actually see the full thing. You can only see about the first two lines. So guess what you want to put in those first two lines? You want to make sure your URL is right at the top, because people, you know, some people won't click and open the description. But if they see that URL poking out right there, they'll click it and go right over to your site. So that's the second way that you definitely want to drive people to your site. The third way is offering incentives and teasers. Incentives, of course, may be coupons, may be, you know, discounts to your product or service, and another piece of it is teasers, and that's what we call when we make a short video, and we may give the user half of the information, and we say, hey, if you like this information, go to this URL. This is the other half of the video here, and then they are forced to, you know, say, wow, I did like that video. I want to see, you know, you cut it right in the middle, just like they do on TV when it's the anticipation. You're watching A Minute to Win It. I was watching, like, every time they're about to do the big thing, they go to commercial, you know, so that's another strategic method of getting people to click over to your website.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. So we have like 5 minutes left or so. Can you give me maybe a few of your stealth techniques on you use to get traffic outside of kind of the normal stuff you've been sharing? I know you got some of that stealth magic.
Yeah, a whole lot of that. Well, I'll definitely share some secret sauce. One of the things, I'm going to give you a few powerhouse tips, and if you utilize these, you will outrank 95% of everybody out there, because most people don't understand it. Number one is, when you categorize, you have to pick a category when you upload your video. Most people will try to put it in a category that's most relevant to their video, right? Obviously, they feel like that's the way to go. But in the algorithms, there are categories that are more competitive than others. So basically, tip number one, never put your video in entertainment, sports, comedy, news, and music. Those are the most popular categories, and is the most competition in those five. You want to categorize your video in travel places, how-to, pets, and animals. Those are the least competitive, the least amount of videos there. So you have the highest potential of actually ranking categorically and otherwise, and becoming very popular within those categories using these lesser competitive categories. Number one, always put your videos in these categories. That's tip number one. Tip number two is, I didn't talk about this, but when you're watching a video on YouTube, when you get to the end of the video, they will show you what's called related videos. And they will say, this video is related to this video, and it'll be on the bottom of that video. This is a mega, mega powerhouse tool that we use, a trick. There is a way for you to make your video appear as the video that appears in that area. And Basically, what you have to do, to become a suggested video, and this is a crazy trick I'm going to reveal here, but this is what we found from our experimentation. If you watch a video, this is what we do. We find videos that are really popular, that get tons and tons of traffic for whatever is similar to the product or service that we're marketing. We find the most popular video. We get that video, right? And then we watch the video all the way through. You rate and you favorite. You can leave ratings on YouTube videos, and you can favorite, like I was talking about before. Rate it and favorite, and maybe leave a comment for that video. Then go to your video and watch the full video, rate, favor, comment the video. You get 20, 30 people to do this same thing for you, and your video will magically start appearing as the suggested video in that particular video.
When you do, that's incredible. But Gary, when you're going to comment on your own video, you shouldn't log in as yourself, or what do you create?
Right. Exactly. You create a second account. Create a second account. Go into it. Watch your video. And this is not just for you, because like I said, it takes multiple people to do this for you to actually implement the strategy properly. You couldn't just do it by yourself. You have to have, 20, 30 people, depends on how much competition is there or whatever, to get that video to appear. But that's the process. Watch the video, rate, favorite, comment, go to your video, do the same thing, rate, favorite, comment. Search for the next thing, okay, watch his video, and then watch yours, do the same thing over and over, get 20, 30 people to do the same thing for you. Now your video starts to appear as a suggested video. Now, if you get a suggested video on a video that gets hundreds of thousands of views on a monthly basis, some of these videos get millions of views on a monthly basis, you can imagine the amount of traffic you're going to see coming from just being a suggested video of that particular one.
Now, I love the strategy, but I imagine people listening to this right now are probably thinking what I'm thinking. I don't know if I have 20 or 30 people that would do that for me. Is there any kind of a service? I mean, can you hire people to do that? Is that not cool to do that? Or, like, you know what I mean?
No, yes, absolutely. That is one of the big things. You really have to, and I'll tell you two ways that you can do this, and this is what A lot of people do, and this is the way that they get their videos to rank and do everything else that they need. They do hire people. There's something called crowdsourcing, and crowdsourcing is when you hire a bunch of people to do the same task, a small task for a little bit of money, and a whole bunch of people do the same thing over and over. And there's two websites out here where you can hire those people. One is mturk.com, mturk.com. That's Amazon's crowdsourcing site. You can go on and hire people as little as 15 cents to do any activity you can think of. And this was one of them. That only takes you 5 seconds. It's only going to take you 2 minutes. I'm going to pay you 30 cents a piece to go on, watch the video, rate, favorite, comment, go to mine, watch favorite, and do the same thing. You can hire tons of people, and in one day you can have 100 people do the same thing for you. So that's one way right there. Microworkers.com is the second site that you can also get crowdsourced help for very cheap. So those are two jewels there.
Wow. So when you go to those sites, do you have to find all 20 people like separately, or is there like somebody who says, I can do this for you, I have 20 people? Or
yeah, all you do is you post the job, you fund your account, you say what the description is for your job, and the people accept it and they execute it. You tell them exactly what you want as in terms of showing proof of completion, and they will send you whatever you want. They agree to do the job. They go ahead, they complete it, and they send you the results. And then you pay the person. You approve the project. You approve that what they did, and then you pay them out. It comes right out of your account. So you don't have to do anything besides just post it up. It's like a job posting.
That's very cool. Wow. That's incredible. Yep. Hey, everybody that's listening, No Hassle Social Media members, now you know why I brought Gary on the phone. This was what a half an hour of pure gold that is. Thank you so much, Gary. How can people learn more about you or your services? Or I'm sure they're going to want to look into you after hearing that call.
Well, they can definitely come and go directly to the site, www.blazinmultimedia.com. That's BLAZIN multimedia.com. That is my company's website. You can always go there and get to me anyway, email or phone. All my contact information is there. So that is the best way. And yeah, feel free. This is just, like I said, the tip of the iceberg of some of the stuff that we do social media wise in terms of driving traffic and YouTube. I love it. It's the wild, wild west right now, and there's a ton of traffic to be had.
That's awesome. Thanks again, Gary, for sharing with us. I really appreciate your time.
All right. I hope you enjoyed this very special episode of Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. I am your host, Jim Palmer, and I am committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. Watch for another great episode of Stick Like Glue Radio next week. And until then, go out and implement what you've learned today, and then go do something nice for somebody. All right, you take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Stick Like Glue Radio features Jim Palmer's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice for action-oriented entrepreneurs. To make sure you don't miss a single profit-boosting show, subscribe to this podcast at www.getjimpalmer.com. If you know other entrepreneurs looking for the fastest way to higher profits in their business, please tell them about the Stick Like Glue Radio podcast. Now go and implement what you've learned and boost your profits. See you next week for more Stick Like Glue Radio.